Welcome to Praying the Psalms with your host, Sincera Johnson.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Praying the Psalms, no matter what time of day you're listening to it, whether you're listening with me live, whether you're listening at another time, no matter what platform you're listening to it on. I appreciate every time you tune in, and I pray that this podcast benefits you in some way or another, that you are encouraged and it helps you just to make it through another day, one day at a time. Today we're going to talk about something, we're going to talk about legacy. Our focus text for today is Psalm 49, 10 through 12, and it reads, "But he sees that even wise men die. The stupid and the senseless alike perish and leave their wealth to others. Their inner thought is that their houses are forever and their dwelling places to all generations. They have called their lands after their own names. But man in his pomp will not endure. He is like the beasts that perish." This is speaking to legacy and what happens, the things that we leave behind after we are no longer on the earth. I started thinking about legacy a while ago, and it's something that I'm focusing on in my personal life, but recent news events where statues are being taken down in America and across the world that represent things that people have seen all their lives, and they never thought that these statues came down based on the legacy that was painted of people. And now those statues represent something different. So I started thinking about what does it mean to leave a lasting legacy? Because even in the psalm says is that our wealth, you know, we can't take it with us. Our homes are not forever. Even when you have street or land named after you, I really wanted to dig into and see what are the things that are required for us to have a lasting legacy. And that legacy is something that no one can replace, no one can take away from us, because it's something that you can't touch with human hands, that can't be destroyed by man, not affected by the elements. But it's a legacy that we have with God and the name that we carry. What will people say about us years from now and generations to come? So there are three requirements, three things that we must do, and three things that we must display in our lives in order to leave a lasting godly legacy. The first one is we must have faith in God and demonstrate that in our lives. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6 says, "And without faith it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him." Faith in God is not something that's temporary or something that that is short-term or short-lived. When I think of an example of faith, I think of Abram, who received the blessing of Abraham, that he was his descendants would be as grains of sand. Abraham didn't live to see that happen. In fact, it was some 430 years or so after God made that promise to him that the nation of Israel crossed over into that promised land. And look at all the transitions in their lives that happened from Abraham until the promised land. However, Abraham lived each day as if that promise of God was real to him and that he could see it in his lifetime. He did not, but that did not negate his faith in God. And too often we get a promise from God, or we believe that God has placed us on this earth for a reason. It doesn't turn out the way we want it to, but we don't see it. We should, if you're struggling with that, I encourage you to read Hebrews chapter 11 and look at the long legacy, the list of those who became known as men of faith, who we are still talking about thousands of years later because of their faith in God. And often it's for things that did not manifest in their lifetimes. So faith in God is a key component of us living a life that will leave a lasting legacy. The second thing is referred to in Psalm 112:1, and it says, "Praise the Lord. Blessed is a man who fears the Lord, who greatly delights in his commandments. His offspring will be mighty in the land. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches are in his house, and his righteousness endures forever." So here it's an indicator that actually fear of God will result in can result in financial legacy as well. And what does it mean to fear God? It means that you honor him, and it means that you hold his word to the highest esteem. When I think of the fear of God, Joseph in Genesis chapter 42, verse 18, is described as a God-fearing man. And that means that no matter what happened, he wanted to do the right thing, even in the case of him being falsely accused and going to prison. He still held God as the highest authority in his life. An example of not what fear of God is not is in the Garden of Eden, after Adam and Eve had sinned and they hid themselves. Fear of God does not mean that we fear the consequences, or we fear the results that can happen from making bad choices. And fear of God will enable us to make good choices. So faith in God and fear of God. And then the third one, which is paramount to a lot of things in our life, Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 18, "Be careful to obey all these words that I command you, that it may go well with you and your children after you forever, when you do what is good and right in the sight of the Lord your God." So obedience to God. First there's faith in God, then there's fear of God, and then there's obedience to God and his commands and his will for our life. When I think of someone who displayed obedience to God and left a legacy, there are several. But for me, the example that comes to mind is Job. Enemy went to him with a somewhat semi-valid test. He went to God and said, "Well, he's serving you, he's pleasing you," because it's easy to rock with God when things are going good. Isn't that true, though? However, Satan wanted to see what it would be like in hard times. And I think about that when hard times come along. Am I going to continue to obey God, to serve him when times get difficult? And we know what happened. I encourage you to read the Bible, book of Job, if you're going through a hard time. Job was a real flesh and blood man who lived, and he was a wealthy man. God had blessed him mightily because he had faith in God, and he feared God, and he was obedient to him. God blessed him mightily. He was the wealthiest man, one of the wealthiest men in the land. However, once the enemy launched this attack against him, and God will permit attacks to be launched against us. The Bible says no weapon formed against us shall prosper. It doesn't say no weapon will be formed against us. Once that attack happened, Job did not lose his faith in God. His family and friends tried to get him to reject God, but he stayed true to God even when he lost his children. Think of that. He lost all of his children. And then he lost all of his wealth. And then he lost his health. And as he sat in pain, he cried out to God still. So obedience isn't just a mere obedience that generates a legacy does not just mean obedience when things are going well. It is literally a legacy of obedience. So what type of legacy do you want to leave? What things are you doing today to build a legacy so that generations, your children, and if you don't have children, other people's children and their children's children will say of you, they are a prime example of faith in God, because when they were going through A, they followed it all the way through Z, regardless of the outcome. What are you experiencing in your life that is leaving a legacy that demonstrates that you fear God no matter what, and that you will obey God despite the cost and no matter what it feels like? Because the psalmist reminds us that even wise men die, that we think our wealth is going to leave, is going to supersede us. We have to leave, we can't take the money with us once we leave this earth. It stays here and we pass it on. Somebody's going to get it, even if the government gets it, right? Our houses are not forever, and they may last for generations. We may be able to pass them down, but nothing is forever. A storm can come and destroy the house that you live in today. Lightning, a fire, anything could happen. But we want to leave a legacy, one that is built on faith in God, fear of God, and obedience to God. Let us pray. Father God, we humbly approach the throne of grace this morning and ask that you forgive us for any sins that would cause us to feel unworthy of your love. We never can do anything to deserve the kindness, mercy, love, favor, and grace that you have shown us. We pray that you forgive us and that you remove the stain of sin from our hearts, minds, and thoughts on this day. And we stand before you, Father, and ask that you make us living examples of faith in you, fear of you, and obedience to you in every aspect, every area of our lives. Those professing to be followers of Christ, those who label themselves as Christian, Father, help them to live by example, and not merely speak words and not preach words, Father, because that's not the thing. That's not what you want from us, and that's not what matters most. We can have the most eloquent prayers and speak the largest words, and you're not moved by that. You're not impressed by that, God. What matters most to you and what remains eternal is our faith in you, our fear of you, and our obedience to you. Whisper in our ears today, tug at our hearts, and show us those moments where we have the opportunity to demonstrate those in our lives, knowing that there's always someone watching, who can go and tell a story that is adding a block to our legacy. We're making a deposit in our legacy, Father. And what will those blocks build? What will they lead to? What will people say about us long after we're gone? Will they say that you preached a good word, we spoke a good word, or will they say that we lived a great life because we feared God, we demonstrated faith in God, and we obeyed God despite the cost? May every hearer of these words have what they need for this day, Father, and not borrow any trouble from tomorrow. We need you, we love you, and we praise you in advance for all that you will do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
That's the end of today's show. Come back tomorrow and bring a friend. If you enjoyed this episode, consider donating to Praying the Psalms via Cash App. Visit our website, prayingthepsalms.com, for a special free printable download and to share your comments and prayer requests.